From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says it has killed the Islamic State's Jihadi John in a drone strike. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, said officials believe the drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman.
So there is certainly, a significant blow to their prestige of ISIL. But you know, Jihadi John wasn't a major tactical figure or an operational figure.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Mwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in a car in the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. The Kuwaiti-born Mwazi, who has British citizenship, that is, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheadings and other murders of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State, who had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Barzani said he was here to announce the liberation of Sinjar. He spoke on a hill overlooking the city as Kurdish forces raised their flag in the town center below. Kurdish forces say they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar. That suggests the Islamic State fighters might have retreated or possibly are biding their time for new fighting. President Obama said he believes the Islamic State advance in Iraq and Syria has been contained, but the extremist group is not destroyed. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry says the eyes of the world are on Tunisia. And the United States wants the country considered to be the birthplace of the Arab Spring to succeed. In a joint appearance Friday with Tunisian Foreign Minister Taib Bakush, Kerry said the United States had provided Tunisia with more than $700 million in assistance in 2011. Kerry said the U.S. government is committed to initial plans to provide a new loan guarantee. Bakush said that neighboring Libya was a source of concern because terrorism was becoming firmly established in that country. He said Tunisia would welcome U.S. support to help it secure its borders. Tunisia has received broad U.S. praise for its democratic reforms in the aftermath of the Arab Spring uprising. U.S. defense officials say that two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week, in the latest instance of Washington challenging Beijing's expansive territorial claims there. The bombers originated and returned to a U.S. air base on Guam and conducted what was called a routine mission in international airspace. The planes received two verbal warnings from a Chinese ground controller, despite never venturing within 28 kilometers of any feature, according to the Pentagon. The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has competing territorial claims with Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Even though tensions in the South China Sea might not be on the agenda of the upcoming Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, the U.S.-China rivalry will still be front and center when leaders from the 21 member states gather next week in Manila. Brian Patton reports from Seoul.
Growing military tensions between Washington and Beijing over freedom of navigation and territorial disputes in the South China Sea, through which 40% of world trade passes, have dire economic implications. But this contentious issue may only be addressed on the APEC sidelines and deferred until most of the same leaders meet days later in Malaysia for the ASEAN Security Summit. Last year at APEC, China, with its $50 billion Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, emerged as a major economic leader. But with the TPP, the U.S. is now setting the agenda for trade. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the day lower, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all down. European and Asian stocks also closed lower. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.